'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the world, not a creature was stirring, save one naughty girl. Refusing to sleep like she had been told, she sat by the window and shivered with cold. For late was the time Mommy said she'd be back, and she missed her quite keenly and was feeling her lack. In her nightie and blanket still swaddled up tight, she vowed to stay up and wait through the night. She knew Mommy had said to sleep and not worry, but that was before the snow had started to flurry. So now she waited and watched the snow fall, as she thought of her Mommy, big, strong, and tall. And these thoughts, they did wander across many a scene, and soon the naughty girl's skin had acquired a sheen, because the thoughts of her Mommy were no longer so nice, and sitting and waiting could no longer suffice. She knew her punishment would only get worse, but she couldn't help it. Her lust was a curse. So she peeled back the blankets and shivered some more, the snow now forgotten as she reached for the drawer. Usually kept locked with only one key, lay open from last night's fun with Mommy. She pawed through the toys, patience quite thin. She wanted to come, to feel her head spin, to writhe and to moan, to fuck herself crazy, to pound her pussy until the world goes all hazy. It won't be the same, she thought, without Mommy here too. But to wait is impossible, so she grabbed her best toy, a dildo of blue. It won't take that long, she assured herself quickly, as she spread her legs and whimpered, already quite sticky. Her pussy, it clenched, so wet and so tight, as she closed her eyes and imagined the sight of her Mommy leaning over her, naked and strong, a hand at her neck to tell her she's wrong. To think she could play when she wasn't around, and how her sluttiness seemed to abound. Whenever she left her alone in the bed, she'd always get mischievous thoughts in her head. Such a naughty girl, she knew she would say, as she looked at her as a hunter at prey. She dreamed all this as she played with her clit, biting her lip and twisting her tit, arcing and begging the woman in her mind to feel her and to fuck her as she started to grind the palm of her hand against the mound of her sex, until the sensation of it did nothing but vex and annoy and torment the girl through and through. So she stopped and picked up her toy, the dildo of blue. She kissed it and licked it again, thinking of her Mommy astride her eyes filled with love, as she held her head steady, firm between her legs, and fucked her face roughly as she whimpers and begs. She knows her baby can take it, fully seduced, as she happily laps and swallows her juice, moaning and gagging around the phallic design. It's no fun without Mommy, she lets out a whine. How she longs for her Mommy, her warmth in her voice, hating the snow for removing that choice, because her body is craving, its demands have been made, stripping her goodness and leaving the naughty displayed. And display it she did as she pulled her legs high and filled her pussy wholly with a satisfied sigh. Now that she'd started, she couldn't be slow. She pounded her pussy with the backdrop of snow. She screamed as she begged, writhing there on the bed, calling out sweetly for the woman in her head to come home and fuck her as she fucked herself raw, to plow her and ravage her until the spring thaw, to bend her over and spank her ass bruised, to leave her coming and thoroughly used. She fucked and fucked herself with nary a care, heedless of the noises she flung in the air. Her whimpers and pleas, the sound of her lust, the slick of her pussy marking each thrust, the creak of her bed echoed by the walls, all of it danced off the little house walls, until she threw back her head and her muscles locked tight, and a cry for her Mommy ran through the snow-covered night. She clinched and she spasmed, climax strong and unending, all of the pleasure she felt swelling, blending, until she fell limp with only an occasional shiver, clumsily pulling her toy out, causing a quiver. Exhaustion then rose in the naughty girl's mind, sleep a demand she could no longer decline. So she curled up once more with her blankets so tight, sending one more thought for Mommy out in the night. But unknown to her, she started to dream. Mommy was home and was starting to scheme. She'd been there for some time now, since she started the play, standing beyond her room's open doorway. listening long as she fucked herself dumb, staying put even as her own lust had started to thrum, and freeing her cunt from her snow-dampened slacks. She played along with her until her collapse. Now sated and warm, she thought long and hard about a punishment for the activity she had explicitly barred. But after a while, she gave up her plot. It's Christmas, not a time for her to know what her actions have wrought. That can come later, she thinks as she stifles a yawn, and she slips in the room with the first light of dawn. Removing her boots and shedding her clothes, she climbs into bed and pulls her in close. Kissing her hair, she leans to her touch. She whispers, "Merry Christmas, baby girl. I love you so much."